Hey, Bill, listen, don't spend it all in one place, okay? Yeah, 12:40 a.m. This is the Hoolies Hooli. It's Saturday night. We're broadcasting live from Fitzgerald's nightclub in Berwyn. It's Thursday night at Fitzgerald's. Fitzgerald's, give yourself a round of applause. Thanks for being here.
All right.
Bill, it's been a crazy week in the news. The news this week is all about lions.
Yes, skinning them, beheading them, shooting them, the whole deal, yeah.
And it's dominated the news. Opposed to all the other great things going on in the world. But Clay O'Brien, our buddy who's on the peeped in the show last week, he sent me a text message saying, you know, years ago he had written a movie called Pack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was a movie about a bunch of wild dogs that are let loose in the Dan Ryan
woods. A screenplay,
yes. Yeah. And they go a little berserk, and he was like, it's all happening. There's a wild cat on the loose in Milwaukee. All right.
So, really?
Yeah, this is going on. Authorities, he sends me this story. And it's still been on the loose, and there's dozens of sightings every day of what people are calling a lion-type creature lurking all over Milwaukee. It's like appearing everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, which reminds me of a film called Cat People. Have you ever seen the movie
Cat
People?
Oh, yeah. Was that Paul Natasha Henske?
Natasha Kinski.
Kinski, yeah.
It's a
Paul
Schrader film.
Yeah.
Bowie's on the soundtrack, burning down there. It's him and Giorgio Moroder did the score. But anyway, it reminded me of that movie that there's a feline on the loose in Milwaukee. And I'm hoping, I can't imagine what's going to happen when they catch it. It's going to get diplomacy. It might run for president. The way that the news is treating this stuff, it's insane. And I really hope.
Or it might just drink a lot of Miller Lite up in Milwaukee, right?
Lion. There was an animal control commission that said we'd love to take the animal on, and they're in Oklahoma or somewhere like that. But I would think it'd be cool if all of a sudden he was like the lion of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Be like a bear coming and just hanging out in Chicago, and everyone's like, oh, let's adopt him somehow. How are we going to do that?
Or maybe some guy from Minnesota can pay the Milwaukee Police Department $50,000 to hunt it down.
Oh, that's so weird that people are into that.
Wow.
But, anyway, we're live at Fitzgerald's. This is the Hoolies Hooli. We've been talking about cats. We're on 12:40 a.m. We're live at Fitzgerald's every week. Boy, tonight's guests are our pal Jerry Fitzpatrick. He runs the country night here in at Fitzgerald's. It's the last Thursday of every month, and he's brought along the very talented Terry White with him tonight to I'm excited for that. Next weekend is Big Guys Sausage
Fest.
Yeah, it is. Big Guys is one of our sponsors. Give a shout out to Brennan O'Connor. It's a very fun-filled family day, so you should get your butt down to Fitzgerald's for one, but also
absolutely.
Big Guys on Roosevelt Road here in Berwyn. Best burgers and dogs in the entire West Burbs, I guess, right?
I would agree.
Have you been to the Big Guys Sausage Fest before, Bill?
No, I have not. I unfortunately had the task of working or bartending on all those evenings. It's only been going, this is the third year I think he's done it. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It reminds me of sort of what they do at Nathan's in Coney Island around the 4th of July. It's got a lot of the same Americana shtick to it. Hot dog eating contests. It's right out of Stand By Me. You know, maybe Lard Ass will be there this year. You never know. I'd be willing to bet there'd be a few of them. Let's go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce Jerry Fitzpatrick to our listening audience. We'll be back after these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back live at Fitzgerald's, 1240 a.m. This is the Hooley's Hooley. Tonight's guests are Jerry Fitzpatrick and Terry White. We're excited to have them.
Yeah, you didn't really talk much before the break about how your week was going. What's going on?
It's been busy. It's the end of the, because I work in sales, the end of the month is always like
The final push.
You get the high pressure deal where you start calling the guys you've had leads all month. And
sure.
It's weird because you're pressuring them into like I got to make my quote. I just signed the thing today, you know. But you don't want to be that guy, and the guy knows exactly what you're
right.
Up to. He's like, yeah, sir, it's the end of the month, and I want to tell you that at the end of the month, underwriting really tends to push these things through. They're really excited about it, and this is the best time of the month. If you have anything shady about your business, they'll probably overlook it and give you the stamp of approval. It's the end of the month, you know, and it doesn't work.
No.
Because the guys that are fraud are like, hey, when can I sign up? You know, they're all over you right up front.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's been kind of my week making quota. Do you remember years ago our friend Chuck O'Hara made a video about himself because he works in sales?
Yeah.
It was one of the most arrogant, funny, pompous things I've ever seen anybody deal. Where he was like, he filmed himself driving in an Escalade and made it look like a rap video. Closing deals.
That was fantastic.
Was the name of the sketch. Yeah. That was good stuff.
You know what it almost reminded me of is that the movie, what is it, I Love You Man, where he gets the billboards at the end of the movie. His buddy pays all, you know, he does these obnoxious billboards to kind of get him some notoriety and fame, and it ends up working out for him. Maybe you should think about something like that.
Sure. Why not?
But you're already on the radio plugging your stuff every day anyway, so not every once a week.
Plugging my stuff and plugging this show. I try to bring stuff to the show, but this is more important. Hey, Jerry Fitzpatrick is joining us. Hello, Jerry. Thanks for being on the Hooley's Hooley.
Thanks for having me.
We've known each other for, better part of a decade, I'd say, and I met you in a tavern. Go figure.
Yeah.
You were bartending in those days.
I was. I started at O'Sullivan's, worked at Scrine's, and worked here.
At Fitzgerald's,
At Fitzgerald's. I started booking bands. Rob Pierce, the owner of Friendly, and I had Booze Day Tuesday at O'Sullivan's.
Was he one of the bartenders there too?
No, he played.
Okay.
He was playing guitar.
Now, was
covers.
Was he in the band with Terry where you got the Yellow Hammers?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And so that's where it all began?
That's where it began, and Booze Day Tuesday is still going on at the Friendly Tab here on
Roosevelt
Road.
That's right, because he's the owner now.
He is.
Yeah, Friendly's is a great spot, too, for live music for our radio listeners out there. If you're in Berwyn, man, you can just stumble down this road and just have fun every night of the week.
The Veltway.
Yeah.
The Veltway?
The Veltway? Or the Beltway?
The Beltway.
Veltway, as in Roosevelt.
The Veltway. I like it.
I like that. Jerry, do you play music as well?
I do not.
You don't?
When I was a kid, did theater, choir, drama, that whole thing.
Yes.
Originally went to Southern for radio.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know more about this than I do, though.
No, not at all. ended up going to Columbia for recording engineering, though.
Okay.
Yep.
You got an old
musical
radio
sense.
Call you can do right now?
No.
No?
I gave it up a long time ago.
Now, how long has Country Night been going on here?
I looked back 2008, so it's been 7 years.
Yeah, and how did that evolve? Was it?
I had slow nights in the bar.
Yeah, you know, while you were tending bar.
While I was tending bar Tuesdays and Thursdays. A friend of mine, John Milne, from the Long Gone Lonesome Boy, said, hey, why don't you bring some bands in?
And yep.
Started at one, went to two, and now it's three, so...
That's
three
awesome.
Bands last Thursday of every month, $5.
Yeah, and it caught a following. And what made you, why wasn't it just like Jerry's Night? Well, how did it become Country Night?
Most of the bands that I went out to see had an Americana country bent.
Sure.
So there's a real good scene in Chicago. The Hoyle Brothers are great.
Right.
Gin Palace Jesters are playing tonight. They've been around.
Sure.
Crazy Heart, you know, there's a whole list of them, so.
Yeah, right. Do you ever get people coming in with like, when are they going to start doing the Brooks and Dunn covers?
No. Because I don't book that kind of thing. That's contrapolitan.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's okay. Pop.
Yeah, I know. Well.
It's pop masqueraded as country.
Are the Rolling Stones pop or country?
They're both kinds.
Well, Terry, when can our radio listeners come out for Country Night? It's the last Thursday.
Last Thursday of every month.
In the sidebar where we do the show, right?
Sometimes,
here.
Sometimes. No, tonight it's in the club, so it depends. Okay. It shifts back and forth.
And what makes that call? If all of a sudden you have a guy booked where you're like, this guy's going to bring a heat and a lot of people with him, we're just moving
right,
to the other side?
Right, or if we've got something else in the club.
Right.
Sometimes we'll even go into the music room depending on what's going on, so.
Now, you've seen a lot of shows here at Fitzgerald's in your day. Most memorable acts that you that are in your wheelhouse that tickled you in some way?
I saw Los Lobos here.
Yep.
At
wow.
A benefit for the Oak Park Food Pantry, so that was right up there.
Yeah.
The Blasters, Alejandro Escovedo.
I've seen the Blasters here. That's pretty cool.
Sleepy LaBeef, Junior Brown.
Sure.
C.J. Chenier. All the Zydeco acts, you know.
Yeah.
Some great blues acts. Kind of hard to remember them all. But.
Now, are you still in the bartending world at all?
I am retired.
You're retired?
Yes.
Retired from all things working?
No, I'm in property management, but yeah. Still do this for fun. So.
How hard was it to walk away from the bartending?
Not hard.
No?
No.
Yeah,
really?
I know. I've been doing it for the better part of a decade, and I recently walked away from it, and I don't miss it.
Having a full-time job and bartending can be tough. So,
yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, this has been Jerry Fitzpatrick. Terry White is on the program. I'm going to introduce him when we come back, and we'll do a quick commercial break, and we'll introduce Terry and do a couple songs.
Thanks,
Jerry,
again,
thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
And we're back, 1240 AM WSBC. That was Jerry Fitzpatrick. He runs the Country Night here at Berwyn.
Yeah, that can't be. That's
Berwyn's
pretty...
Fitzgerald's, not just Berwyn.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have some of the Fitzgeralds sort of family of people on the program now.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, you got to tip your hat to Jerry Fitzpatrick. That's a hard thing to do for all those years, you know. I mean, that's an incredible thing, and you should be proud. And
yep.
As an Irishman, we're proud of him.
Right? Now, we have another Irishman on the program. His name is Terry White. He grew up in Oak Park. He's an Ignatius guy. And right out of Ignatius, well, he had a band in high school called the Restless Youth. Is that right, Terry?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yep.
And that was your first sort of go of it professionally.
That'd be a stretch professionally. Yeah, it was with a bunch of Oak Park River Forest high school kids, my buddies, local buddies.
And now, you started playing guitar in, what, seventh grade?
Yep, seventh grade. You know what happened? My older brother started playing, and he's 4 years older than me. And so he started playing, and he had a guitar around. And, I was bit with that music bug, you know, since I was as early as I could remember.
Right.
And so when he started learning, I just kind of, he showed me a chord or two, and... That was it.
Is he still playing too?
No, he stopped.
It's the irony of that. Sometimes.
He joined the Marines. That was putting into it. Yeah.
Now, then you went to Carbondale, Illinois, and you went to Southern and started another band when you were there. Just kept going away at it, and that band was called the Modern Day Saints. Is
that
right?
Yeah. Yep.
And right out of college, you guys hit up L.A. Is that what happened? You guys went on the road for about 3 years.
Yeah, from about 84 to 89 or so, we just traveled around. You know, the Midwest, the South, well, almost all over the country, just playing, honky-tonks everywhere. That's all we did. And then in late 89, we moved to Los Angeles.
Yep.
Played out there through 93.
And that was like sort of the, you played the Whiskey Go-Go quite a bit.
Yep.
What sort of music were you guys? It was like competing with like hair metal at that time.
You know,
time.
That, yeah, we didn't really fit the scene out there. We probably should have moved back to Chicago rather than go all the way to L.A. But when we got there, you know, it was the end of that hair band. Everybody looked like they were in Poison or something like that.
So, Motley Crue.
Yeah. Sure. And so we were the house band at the Whiskey, which meant that every Monday night they'd have, I don't know, 10 bands play.
Sure.
And we'd always be the headliner for that show.
Right.
And so we'd play in the middle of it, and it would be one hair. So we'd be up in a dressing room, and there'd be all these, you know,
glam rockers.
All the glam rockers and us.
Yeah.
And I'd be wearing overalls without a shirt or something. You know? But they all liked us. In fact, there was a.
They just knew it was part of the shtick. They were like,
I think they were like, well, these guys are different. You know, they're looking at each other like, oh, that guy's got a better hairdo than
I do. Better costume.
We didn't. We didn't. Well, these jackasses are no competition, but.
So in 94, you guys left. You did, at least. Yep. You came back to Chicago and formed up with a group called the Yellow Hammers.
Yeah, which was the remnants of the Modern Day Saints. Me and Rob Pierce, he was our drummer in L.A., and Kevin James. They'd moved back before I did, so when I got back here, we formed the Yellow Hammers. It's really a recording thing. We'd played so much live music for the last 10 years that...
You guys sat down for a while?
Yeah, we just said, let's just record, you know.
And sure. And that spanned the better part of a decade almost, correct?
Yeah. And we still play now, less frequently. But.
And then in 07, you banded off on your own, and you produced, it was called On Separate Ways, and that's you.
Yep.
And what triggered that in you? What said all of a sudden, it's going to be me right now for a while?
Yeah. It was, everybody's life gets kind of busy. So, I'm a songwriter, really. That's what I've done in all the bands I've played in.
Right,
and so I had, I really had just a ton of songs building up, and the Yellowhammers, we'd record, but it slowed down. Everybody had kids, and their lives got busy. So I just did a solo record because I had more than enough to keep feeding both tigers, you know.
Now, recently, you have a band here that you're playing with called Cannonball. Who does Cannonball consist of other than yourself?
That's me. That's Andon Davis plays guitar.
Sure.
Andon's kind of a local hero.
Yeah, he is. I know he is.
Yeah, he's, in my opinion, the best guitar player in the city. So, Paul Bivens is the drummer. Mike Craniac on bass. Tom Neisel plays guitar and pedal steel. And everybody sings, and it's
that's fun.
Good conglomeration of guys, yeah.
Now, recently you guys recorded an album, is that right?
Yeah,
Cannonball, John Langford produced it for you guys?
Yeah, Langford produced it. It was actually a Terry White record. It was another solo record, but it was with the Cannonball guys.
Right.
And it was kind of towards the beginning of that band. So, I was just doing a record, and I called the Cannonball Fodder so we could get a little bit of Cannonball's name in there.
Yeah.
But it really is it's a Terry White record, yeah.
Well, that's excellent. We're going to do, let's do a number. Is this off of the Cannonball? Is that off of any of these?
Well, this first one is, I'll do off the my first solo record, Our Separate Ways.
Sure.
I know we have an Irish theme here.
A bit of it. Sure, yeah.
And I have, of course, those Irish roots. And I know you guys are West Side Irish as well. Although your roots are South Side Irish, I believe.
I grew up in this neighborhood, I consider myself a West Sider. Or suburban West Side.
Right.
Yeah.
So my parents and all of their contemporaries were considered West Side Irish. Means they grew up in Chicago on the West Side. And
what parish? Resurrection Parish.
Resurrection. My dad went. It was at St. Kate's, and my mom went to Help of Christians, which I think is gone now. But
sure.
But anyway. This song is called St. Patrick, and it's kind of a family history. My grandfather, they never had a lot of money. They never owned a house or anything like that. They lived in an apartment their whole lives. And so he had about 8 jobs all the time. You know, he was delivering papers. He was security guard. And one of the things he did is he ran whiskey for the outfit.
Yeah,
from Canada back in the 20s.
Well,
so,
gotta make a buck.
Yeah, and so this is kind of a family history song I wrote about him and rest of them.
All right, this
we'll
is
give
Terry.
We'll go to that Irish theme for you.
This is Terry White with St. Patrick.
Should I get up on this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Hey, how about a round of applause for Terry White, everybody?
My granddad ran whiskey down in 1923. He drove the car and watched the road while shotgun glanced nervously. His father fled the famine. His uncle hung from a tree. Oh, St. Pat, drive all the snakes out of me. They crossed the border south of Winnipeg, where the feds had set a trap. They poured the Model T while shotgun fired back. He heard the bullets whistle, and shotgun got one in the gut. Oh, St. Pat, bring me some Irish luck. St. Patrick, you rid the land of all vipers and my kin. St. Patrick, listen to me, won't you help me back in? My grandma served debutantes and maintained her dignity. She made the voyage all alone to the shores of liberty. To live amongst her cousins, fulfill her family's dreams. Oh, St. Pat, drive all the snakes out of me. She quit the convent a year before they met at O'Brien's Tap. She couldn't save any helpless souls while hers was an empty gap. She didn't dance with no one. He didn't mingle or toast. Oh, St. Pat, explain the Holy Ghost. St. Patrick, you rid the land of all vipers and my kin. St. Patrick, listen to me, won't you help me back in?
Yeah. Terry White doing St. Patrick off of his album Our Separate Ways. Thank you, Terry.
Well, thank you very much.
Was your grandma very close to you growing up?
Oh, yeah. Both of them, we spent a lot of time with them. You know, they would drop in. My dad had one sister who actually moved to Atlanta, so we were the only grandkids that they had around.
Sure.
But there's a lot of us. I have eight brothers and sisters. So
yeah.
My mom and dad leaned on them a lot for babysitting, et cetera, et cetera. But,
where were they from in Ireland, do you know?
Well, they grew up on the west side. So yeah. What part of Ireland they came over from, I'm not sure, because it was their parents that came over. You know?
Gotcha. Let's do another number. Are you ready to do one?
If you give me a second to tune.
Of course.
Let's see here. You know, there's a
yeah.
There's another bar here on the strip called the Wire.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, well.
And that's Chris Neville and John Smith and Tracy Deer and Paul Bolger.
Sure, Mr. Bilotto, Paul. I know him.
And they have they're starting a new record label.
Yep.
And they're going to have their label launch at the end of September, the last Friday of September.
Okay.
And so I'm doing a record on their label.
Cool.
It'll be released then. And so I'm going to play a brand new song. Actually, I gave them, the album we're going to do is only going to be an EP.
Sure. And this is going to be Cannonball, or this is going to be Terry White?
This will be Terry White.
Terry White with Cannonball?
Yeah, they'll definitely be on it.
Where do you write your songs? Do you have a special spot you like to go? How do they come to you?
Forgive me, I'm digging out a harmonica over here.
He's it? Concentrating.
There we go. You know, they just come, who knows where they come from. Somebody will say something's interesting, or I might hear something that I think is a good lyric, or I'll start playing some chords that I think are good, and that'll trigger it.
Yep. So, like, for instance, the album you're going to put out, or the EP you're going to put out, is that something that you heard those guys are like, oh, you guys are putting a label together? And then all of a sudden you were like, I'm going to do a record.
Yeah, actually, good question. I was actually getting ready to do a record, and I was going to ask John Smith, who's one of the owners down there, who's also a Chicago recording guy. He's done it for his whole life, his whole adult life. And I was going to ask him to record it.
Yeah.
And so he just said, well, why don't you do that record? We're going to have a label. Why don't you do it on our label?
Yeah.
So, but I have about 10, 15 songs ready for it, and we're only going to do 5 because it's going to be an EP.
Right.
This is actually one of the songs that didn't make the cut, but...
How do you decide what makes the cut?
Well, in this case, I let them choose. I said, here's a bunch
of songs.
The
producer
choose?
Yeah.
And so they did.
Not getting the guitar.
Oh, you're not getting the guitar. Sorry. Had the tuner on.
There we go.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah. For our radio listeners, this is Terry White. He's joining the Hoolies Hoolie tonight here at Fitzgerald's. Terry, what's this number going to be called?
This song is called Three Nights in Berwyn.
Three Nights in Berwyn.
All right.
And I wrote it with my pals, Paul Bevins.
Yep.
Andon Davis. And Mike Craniac, actually. The Andon Davis Trio, who's also in Cannonball.
Yes.
They're also in Bunkertown.
Yep.
They're also in Trigger Gospel. They're also in the Ron Lazzaretti Band.
Yep.
The Naomi Ashley Band. I don't know. They're in demand.
Good. They're part of... Yeah. Now that, yeah, all right, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right.
And I can tell you how I wrote this one. We give you an idea how it actually happened.
This is Terry White with Three Nights in Berwyn.
Back to Springfield, I'm gonna take your hand. When I get back to Springfield, you'll understand. For there's a fading apparition, a dancing and spilling her drink. Three more nights in Berwyn, and I'll pledge what's left of me. Thursday will be the worst of it, sometimes it's just for pay. Friday's not much better, knowing what I didn't say. And Saturday, oh Saturday, might as well be a year away. Three more nights in Berwyn, and I'm asking you to wait. Tonight, and I'm always wrong place, right time. I'm hoping it catches up to me. I wanna give you everything, but all I got includes part of you, and you're not mine to share. Three more nights in Berwyn, and I'm hoping you're still there. More nights in Berwyn, and I'm hoping you're still there.
Yeah. Terry White, everybody. Let's give Terry a break. We'll do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back for these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
And we're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. We're live at Fitzgerald's in Bowen. It's Saturday night, but it's Thursday night here at Fitzgerald's.
That's right. Last week was a pretty funny show.
That was pretty good. I want to thank James Lynch for doing the show, Chicago playwright James Lynch. I realized that he's been with the state's attorney's office for like 20-some years.
Wow.
And when I went back and listened to the show, I realized that for a good 5 minutes of the show, I just trashed the state of Illinois. Because I had been an employee there, and I was like, oh, wait a second. I know why he's not talking about much. He can't talk bad about his job.
Yeah.
So apologize, Jim, if you're listening tonight. I didn't mean that.
But it was very funny. You did a little Donald Trump for us.
I did a little Trump impressions. Are you trying to get me to do Trump right
now? No, just throwing it out there. Thought maybe you might be interested in giving us a little Donald.
You.
Yeah?
You need to vote.
All right, we're with Terry White. Terry has been... playing some great tunes here tonight for everybody. He's Terry, you have had a residency here at Fitzgerald's for a number of years. Is that correct?
Yeah, me and Cannonball play the last Friday of every month, tomorrow night.
Yep. Well,
by the time people are listening to this, it will be
Saturday.
Last night, right?
But they can listen, they can come, is it every month or is it every Friday?
The last Friday of every month.
All right. So the last Friday of every month, you can come to the... Is it always in the sidebar, or is it in the...
Yeah, typically. Actually, so this is August, so by the time they're hearing this, the last Friday of September, we're actually not doing it. We're playing the last Saturday of the month in September.
Of course.
So every once in a while, there's a curveball. We're going to be playing in the club with Billy Prine that night. Billy Prine is John Prine's brother.
Sure.
Awesome.
Who's from Nashville, and he comes up here and plays a couple times a year, and he always requests that we play on the bill with him. So he's a fan of us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. He's kind of a neighborhood guy, too. Yeah, obviously a fan growing up, but he's a Proviso guy.
And he's a great guy, real pleasant, and he's a great songwriter, too, like his brother.
Yep. Now, I wanted to ask you that. Did you, when you were a kid, was Fitzgerald's a place that you went to? It was around...
Yeah, it opened in the early 80s. So and I was in Carbondale with the Modern Day Saints at the time. So whenever we came to Chicago, you know, when I was trying to break in, I'd always call Bill Fitzgerald and say, "Hey, I got a band." He'd be, you know, it took forever for him to finally let us in.
Yeah.
So we used to play up on Madison Street over a bar called Estos. You know,
yeah, which, sure.
Which all my we used to go to when we were like high school. It was like an underage drinking place. You know?
Yeah, I like that.
So finally, Bill let us in here, and we had a real good college crowd, so it was...
Of course. Yeah, it's all about putting butts in the seats.
Yeah, he'd always leave town whenever we played, though.
Really?
He saw us once. He's like, "I'm never going to go through that again." It was,
oh, boy.
It was too much of a college mayhem thing. You know, Bill, Bill likes some of that Nashville or Austin, Texas, New Orleans stuff.
And of course. It's what's made the club famous.
Yeah, we were like punk rock, you know.
So, oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's kind of meshed up. There was a guy here, was it J.D. McPherson, who was playing recently?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bit of rockabilly punk American.
He was great. I saw him at the fest, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike Sullivan from Goldie's was singing the praises of him the other day. I went and looked him up. On,
I have one of his songs on my iTunes. Northside Girl.
Yeah, great stuff. And Scott Ligon plays on his most recent album. He'll be here at Fitzgerald's tomorrow night with the North Berwyn Rhythm and Soul Organization. That goes on at 9 p.m. It's $8. That's one you don't want to miss.
That's Sunday night?
That's Saturday night. It's tonight, or it's August 1st, so it's tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah. So tonight, if you're listening to this, get over to Fitzgerald's and listen to that.
That's right. It'll be the North Berwyn Rhythm and Soul Organization. They go on at 9, so right after you listen to this, come on over. Terry, let's do another song.
All right. This one is off the Cannonball Fodder record.
Yep.
And it's called Godmother. And this is Chris Neville, who's going to sing background.
Cool. Oh, Chris. Excellent. Come join the party.
You guys probably all know him from Tribute to Source.
I sure do.
And a million other bands.
I've seen him perform quite a few times.
And he owns The Wire. And
beautiful.
Well, my godmother packed up and moved to Texas when I was just 7 years old. She wore go-go boots and a mini skirt, and she died of an overdose. She was my daddy's cousin, and her second husband was a picker down in San Antone. She used to send me a card on my birthday with $10 and a little note. Dear God, son, I'm so sorry, not gonna be there to watch you grow. But life has taken me so far away, and I just wanna let you know to think for yourself and don't believe all the stories people tell. Your godmother's got a great big heart, but she's probably going to hell. My godmother is going to hell. What's that say for me? I think I'm under her spell. So Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all the saints, please listen to my prayer. I send my guardian angel down and get her the hell out of there. Well, I remember 1978, I was headed to SIU. The night before I left, I got a call from you-know-who. Well, she'd been crying, and I think she was drunk, but she wanted to say how proud she was of her godchild, a college boy all grown up. I got one last piece of advice, and please take it to your heart. If you meet a young girl you think you like, treat her like she's priceless art. Oh, dear God, son, I'm so sorry, not gonna be here to watch you grow. Life has taken me so far away, and I just wanna let you know to think for yourself.
yourself and don't believe all the stories people tell. Your godmother's got a great big heart, but she's probably going to hell. Oh, my godmother is going to hell. What's that say for me? I think I'm under her spell. So Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all the saints, please listen to my prayer. I send my guardian angel down and get her the hell out of there. Send my guardian angel down and get her the hell out of there.
Terry White, yeah, all right. How about that? That was good.
Yeah, a little late edition. Anna Davis joined us on that.
Anna, how are you?
Very
well, thanks for being here. Terry's been blowing the doors off the place tonight.
Yeah, there's no doors. They're all gone.
No, no, no.
Easy access.
Now, you've been playing in this neighborhood a long time. You might know my father-in-law. Do you know Cliff Johnson at all?
Sure, oh yeah.
Off-Broadway? Oh, yeah. I always try
to... He's your father-in-law.
Yeah, right. Cliff is such a character. I love him to death, but I always use him to try to prod dirt out of, you know, some person like... Tell me something about Cliff I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, tell me. But at this point, nothing shocks me anymore because right. You got to see Cliff at the family parties. It's outstanding.
Yeah.
First time I ever came to Fitzgerald's, my wife now, but she was my girlfriend at the time. She was like, my dad plays in a band. And I was like, so what? You know, like, and I didn't know what to think of it. And I was like, what kind of band? And she was like, oh, it's like a neighborhood band. And I was like, okay, yeah, I've seen those guys before. And I came over here and I was like, he's playing Fitzgerald's? Really? Oh, let's go to the show. So I go to the show and I get here and he's like licking his palms and doing backflips. And he's got, you know, stiletto heels on. I was like, holy cow, you know? And
yeah.
Then, It was just funny to see because like I had never experienced anything like most of the girls' dads that I dated were like attorneys and stuff like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah, very serious.
Yeah, and yeah. I get off the stage and Cliff was like, yeah, who's got my female jeans? I gotta have my female jeans. You know, like he would wear women's jeans and stuff. It was awesome stuff. He was like, this is all part of the act, is what he always used to say.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
You gotta have the act. That's fun.
Yeah, I remember him when I was in high school. His band off Broadway was big and
Pez Band.
Pez Band too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then
sure.
We'll come back. Terry, you got one more in you?
Sure, absolutely. Right.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Yeah, we're back, 12:40 a.m. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We've been joined tonight by musician Terry White. I want to thank him for being on the program. Jerry Fitzpatrick has been on the program. He runs the country night here
yeah.
at Fitzgerald's. That's the last Thursday of every month. Starts at 8:30 in the sidebar. And then you can see Terry White with Cannonball. Their residency is tomorrow night. Well, it's Friday night, but we're live on Saturday nights, Andon. But normally, Cannonball will be here the last Friday in the sidebar of every month. Although next month it's going to be Saturday.
Yeah, we're playing actually on the Riverwalk. What's the date of that, Anna? It's August 29th.
Is that what is that? Is that the Berwyn?
No, that's down. They have a whole series of concerts down on the
yeah.
river.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's say Alan Clark.
Yeah. And we're doing that. I mean, there's you know, I saw that Nick Tremulous was there, the Waco
sure.
Brothers,
yep.
Anna Furman.
Yep.
So.
Well, that'll be fun. When's that?
Yeah, it's August 29th at like 1 in the afternoon, I think.
3 in the afternoon, August 29th. They'll be playing the Riverwalk. You can see Terry White with Cannonball and Andon Davis, who's hanging out here, having a beer here or a coffee.
Terry, let's do one last song here for the evening.
All right, here's one from here's a Yellowhammer song that it's off our record Satellite, and I wrote it with my wife.
Cool.
On Friday night, sometime after the whistle would blow, she'd touch up her hair and look out the window, and she could smell the cinnamon baking in the apple pie. She'd say a prayer that he'd come home tonight. And for the first 10 years she prayed that he'd come home. And for the next 10 years she prayed that he won't. Well, the elevated train makes a racket as it comes to a stop. It's the last of the downtown crowd at 7 o'clock. And the tavern's neon sign sheds light on the coming dusk. The bar still squeaks from the weight and the rust. And for the first 10 years she prayed that he'd come home. And for the next 10 years she prayed that he won't. Changing times, helping with my history. The evening breeze makes a ghost of the draperies. She shuts the window down, slips the lock into place, and says a prayer that he would stay away. Hey, hey, hey. And for the first 10 years she prayed he'd come home. And for the next 10 years she prayed that he won't.
All right.
That was Terry White. Terry, that was fun. I thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you guys for doing this. We appreciate it.
You can find Terry White at his residency with Cannonball here at Fitzgerald's the last Friday of every month. The show usually starts at 9 p.m., right, Terry?
That's correct, yeah.
Other than that, they'll be playing the Riverwalk Saturday, August 28th. Is that what
today? 29th.
29th? The 29th, 3 p.m. Terry, any other career highlights other than playing the Hoolies Hoolie tonight?
Yeah, there's a few of them. I don't know if they're radio friendly, but... Yeah.
Do any of them involve Cliff Johnson?
No.
Oh, man.
Although I did play one time a show with, we got a call, believe it or not, from Joe Walsh to play. We were traveling down south, and apparently he was trying to stay sober.
Yes.
So in an effort to still have some fun, every once in a while he'd go down and play this college in Alabama. He was living in Memphis at the time.
Sure.
So we were playing this frat extravaganza at Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for some college thing.
Right.
And we get a call from a guy that says, hey, is this, he's talking to our drummer, is this Chris from the Modern Day Saints? He says, yeah. This is Joe Walsh.
What?
He's like, yeah. Yeah, this is Ringo Starr. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Of course.
No, really, man. You guys are playing at the college this weekend. Is it okay if I sit in with you? It's like, yeah, sure, Joe. Well, would you just learn a few of my songs so we can do it? He goes, Joe, yeah, no problem. Anyway, we're on the road. We didn't have time to learn anything, and we're like, that's not really.
No, we're not doing your songs. This is our show.
So anyway, we show up down there, and we didn't really think. We didn't think it was going to show. We didn't. We had no idea if this was for real. But anyway, so we get there, and the place is packed, and everybody's pumped up, and the guy that runs the college program, he says, hey, you guys ready? Joe Walsh. Like, is he really here? Yeah, he's here. Yeah. So Joe comes up and he's all decked out. He's Joe Walsh. I mean, he's
Life's been good to me.
He's got this big gulp full of
vodka.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
So we all shake hands and we're like, wow, this is Joe Walsh. We're going to do it. So we go up, goes, hey, all right, what songs of mine did you learn?
None.
We didn't learn any of your songs. What? So we just huddled up every song. We played a bunch of Chuck Berry. Hey, we knew one of his songs. I think we knew Rocky Mountain Ways. And we did that one.
Yeah.
I think we did that one twice. And then play Jumpin' Jack Flash and Gloria. I don't remember what we did, but
that's crazy. Yeah. Now, did the audience were they like, we didn't come here for Joe Walsh?
Oh no, yeah. Well, they knew Joe Walsh
were they
was coming. The word
off
was
to
out.
It?
Yeah. So it's funny, actually. At one point, Joe needed to go freshen up because he was.
Yeah.
So I don't know where he was going to go, but we huddled up and goes, "All right, you guys, hold him down. I'll be right back."
Yeah.
Like, hold him down, Joe. So. He goes, and we start playing our songs, and the crowd, everybody's talking.
Disjointed.
Nobody's paying attention
Everyone
to us.
Everyone goes to get a beer.
Joe comes back. And
oh, he's back.
Hey there. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Did you guys ever follow up with Joe later on in life?
No, that was it. One off. You know. I don't know if we met his standards. You know, we didn't know his music. So
I wonder if he even remembers that kind of stuff, you know?
I don't think he remembers much about that night. He was in pretty good shape, you know?
Sure. Terry, I thank you for doing the program.
Thank
it's been you. A real treat. Round of applause for Terry White, everybody. Thanks, Terry. That was fun.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to give a little shout-out to the O'Neill family from River Forest. A lot of people maybe from the Oak Park or River Forest area might know who the O'Neills are. John O'Neill was the owner of Pilgrim Realty for a long time.
Right.
And I know he had been sick for a while. But he passed away on July 29th, which was, yesterday?
Yeah.
And then
Wednesday,
but we're taping here on Thursday. And then his wife passed away the next day.
That's
Isn't
amazing.
That unbelievable?
It's pretty, it's kind of, I mean, it's
but they had kind
storybook
of,
and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, from all the years that I knew them, I would see them come into restaurants. You know, they were always holding hands. Just kind of an iconic couple and family from River Forest, raised a lot of kids. So our thoughts and prayers from the Hooli's Hooli go out to the O'Neill family.
Yeah, they were very good to us over the years.
Absolutely. John O'Neill was always a supporter and a proponent of the arts, too. So
yep.
Thank you for all of that, John, and may God rest you and your wife. And we'll see you again someday, right?
Sure. I want to remind everybody, if you've enjoyed the music on the show tonight, you can find more about Terry White and Cannonball at terrywhitemusic.com. You can also find recorded episodes of this podcast if you go to www.freecrack.com. That's C-R-A-I-C, Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm liking the fact that we've got a nice mix going on the show between traditional Irish music and then just straight up rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. We got that film festival coming around the corner.
Yeah, September 25th and 26th and 27th.
Right.
At the Gene Siskel Film Center, the Irish American Movie Hooli.
Yeah.
Come out and check that out. It's going to be a good time. Three films.
You can find
Irish premieres.
That's right. We've selected them. We're not going to announce them just yet, but we have selected the three final films that we'll screen at the festival. They're all, not all of them are premieres, but a couple of them are.
Well, the one that my favorite's a premiere.
All right, good.
So I'm looking forward
to it. Yeah, we'll be making that announcement shortly. You can find out all about our radio shows and films and festivals that we do if you go to hiberniantransmedia.org.
That's right.
That's our 501c3. You can check all that stuff out.
September 10th, McGarry's Boxing Club is going to have a benefit at Bourbon Street for John Coyle. It's a boxing benefit. So.
Right.
The donation is $30. It's a cash bar. You can sponsor a bout if you want for $300.
How many fights are on the card?
I think it's a full card.
Yeah.
The doors open at 6:30, and the fights begin at 7:30. And it's sanctioned by the USA Boxing, so you know you're going to see some pretty good fights.
Right.
And we know the McGarry's, they always bring, they always put on a good show when it comes to the fights.
Is Pickle a part of this as well?
No.
That's Pickle Joyce I'm speaking and, of, Celtic Boxing Club.
Yeah,
as well.
No, this is just by the McGarry Boxing Club. And hey, you know what? You know what live music's going to be performed by?
No.
Coyote Riot.
Sure, Coyote Riot's so one of our Coyote favorites that have been on the show. Yeah. That'll be cool.
So if you want more information to contact any about that event, if you want to attend it, you
sponsor
can...
Sponsor about?
Absolutely. You can contact Oliver McGarry at 708-715-4160 or Martin McGarry at 312-339-6219. Give those guys a call and get involved.
That's right. All right.
Anything else? Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. I had kind of a traumatic, you know, I was looking at the... I just saw it on later tonight, but... I don't know if you know, you know, obviously violence is very prevalent right now in the city of Chicago and yes. Everything's going on. So Bridget, for our radio listening audience, is my girlfriend. And she came home. I got a phone call while I was driving the, I think it was Tuesday afternoon, and she was all shaken up. Somebody had been shot and killed,
mm-hmm.
literally, like, right in front of her building,
mm-hmm.
you know? And she was pretty, I mean, it happened, like, 30s, I mean, she saw the guy on the ground bleeding and everything.
Wow.
And, you know, the last 2 days, she's, you know, been beating herself up about this. You know, was there more I could have done? Could I have helped him? Because she's like, you know, she's like, I took off for cover. And, you know, like she didn't know whether or not, you know, the gunman was still around. So she ran back into the building and there was a police scene, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the last couple of days I've been kind of, you know, telling her, you know, it's okay. You're going to be okay. You know, I know that not everybody sees that stuff every day and it's mm-hmm. hard to kind of cope with that. And I just saw, and apparently, now the guy who had been shot mm-hmm. had been a gentleman who had been exonerated for 17
years. That was a big
years.
Show. I just saw that on the news. He was the guy that they let. It was in a failed armed robbery attack.
Yes,
right?
And he was the one who pulled his gun first. So he was the one doing the robbery.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it's Bridget, I guess when I get home tonight, I'll let you know more about. You know, that he was the one committing the crime, so right. I don't feel so awful.
Well, it's a tragedy either way. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in Chicago.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
The good stuff is all at Fitzgerald's, everybody. And if you come out, you can see Terry White with Cannonball the last Friday of every month here in the sidebar.
And that's right.
You
and
can come to Country Night every Thursday night right after the Hoolies Hoolie. It's the last Thursday of every month as well, and that's at 8:30 p.m.
And then next Saturday, hey. You know what that Saturday is?
Big Guy Sausage
That's
Fest.
Right. So get out to Big Guy Sausage Fest next Saturday. We obviously will be here again on Thursday night taping our show, but
right.
Saturday night, we look forward to seeing you at Sausage Fest.
That's right. All right, Bill, it's been a good show. I want to thank you for all your... We had a great show tonight. We're very lucky to have Terry White. I encourage everybody to go check out Terry White at terrywhitemusic.com. Until next week, this has been the Hoolies Hoolies. See you later. Bye.